Masechet Menachot Perek Yod Mishnah Zayin. When somebody needs dough in order to make bread, they have to separate a portion off, known as halah, and give it to a kohen. The obligation of halah and the prohibition to eat from hadash apply to five species of grain. We'll talk about these two mitzvot over here. We'll first start talking about halah, and then we'll get back to hadash. Mishnah says, Ha'haitim v'ha'se'orim v'ha'kusemin v'shibolet shu'al v'shifon hayavin b'halah. Those that are made from wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye are obligated in the laws of halah. If a certain amount is made, a person has to contribute some to the kohen. U'mistarefin ze'im ze, and the grains also join with one another to reach that minimum amount needed for the halah obligation. If you have some, for example, wheat, and you have some barley, and the doughs were created together, they could be mistaref, they could combine in order to reach that minimum amount needed for the halah obligation. Ve'asurim b'hadash milifnei Pesach. These grains are all subject to the prohibition of hadash before Pesach, of eating. You're not allowed to eat these before Pesach. The new crop of any of these types of species is not allowed to be eaten before the omen is offered on the 16th of Nisan, the second day of Pesach. And the new crop of any of these species is not allowed to be harvested either before the grain of the omer is harvested. What's considered to be new crop with the prohibition of harvesting? If these species took root before the omer was harvested, then once the omer is offered, they become permitted. They become permitted to harvest and to eat. If they were already rooted deeply, then the omer allows them. V'im lav, but if they did not take root by that time, even though they were planted already, but they haven't taken root in the ground, and then the harvesting of the omer happened, and then they took root afterwards, asurim ad she'avo omer haba, they're forbidden until the coming of next year's omer. They are not allowed to be harvested or eaten until the next year's omer is harvested. So it all depends on when they take root. If they took root before the omer, then they are allowed by the omer. If they take root after the omer, then they have to wait for the following omer in order to be allowed.